special guest in the studio with me this morning, and it's timely, and I'm glad that I've got her in here. Melinda Pavey, good morning.
Good morning, Moffy. It feels like a 360-degree circle being in a radio studio in Coffs Harbour. That's where it all started for me.
It was. I mean, it's been a massive, massive journey, hasn't it?
And the journey isn't finished. It's just the end of another stage in life, and I'm just looking up on the wall behind me, and you've got this little saying up there. It says, be yourself, push the envelope a bit, and ruffle some feathers where you need to. Yep, that's me. That's what I've done. Proud of what I've done in Parliament for 20 years. Proud of what I've done in business. Proud of my kids, my family, my husband. Yeah, I've just had the most extraordinary opportunities, such privileges, and it's been such a great time.
It's pretty special to be able to represent a community, isn't it?
Oh, especially Oxley. It's a tough community. There's some real challenges, and I really struggled with leaving because there's a lot of things I haven't finished, particularly around Kempsey in terms of housing. There's an estate there that needs to be pulled down and put back up. But I've also come to the realisation you don't need to be in politics to get things done. I just have a passion for the Mid-North Coast, and like many people, I was one that moved here. You know, not many people can say they were born at Sunnyside or the old Coffs Harbour Hospital. My son can't, and my daughter was born at the new Coffs Harbour Hospital. But I just think I represent a lot of people that, you know, found paradise, you know. And when my parents found this paradise, I wasn't very impressed, by the way. I was only 12, and I'm like, I do not want to move from my friends and family in Victoria and my netball team and all those sort of things. Anyway, I found netball teams up here. I found local radio, and Mum and Dad bought a business at the Big Banana, and that's, you know, that was a great childhood, having to work there. And then when it was quiet and the customers run down to Diggers Beach. And then opening our own business down at the jetty. Used to be called Foreshores because there were four Shores in our family. My maiden name. And my brother's up in Dorrigo. He's still cooking. He's out on boats cooking around the Pacific at the moment for very wealthy people. He's having a ball. And I'm thinking, gosh, there is more to life.
And was that the point when you kind of went, you know what, that's enough for me now?
Look, I think it was, you know, let's be honest, if the party room had made another choice, then, you know, I'd be still there. But politics is what it is. And I just felt that I could now contribute elsewhere. And that's what I'm going to do. I think anyone that knows me, they know I'm not retiring. There will be other opportunities, other challenges, and other things where I can do stuff. I'm not going to take the 20 years of understanding intimately everything to do with state government, also the work I did with local government, the mayors I've worked with, Rhonda Hoban, Liz Campbell. I mean, we've done really good work together. We've had, 8 years of really good economic times in New South Wales, a government prepared to give money to regional New South Wales, serving in roads and the things that we've been able to do, you know, getting rid of all the unsafe, unpredictable timber bridges for local government through the Mid-North Coast. You know, I led that charge, but I only led that charge because my local mayors had asked me to do that. And that's what community representation is, listening to your community and then delivering. And so I'm not going to put those 20 years anywhere but to good. And you don't need to be in Parliament to do that. The networks I have across Sydney, across New South Wales are really strong, and I'm just looking forward to putting that to good use in another way.
And you always put that passion in. I know whenever, you know, when you were the roads minister, and whether every single long weekend when the police or emergency services would do a press conference to talk about road safety, you would always see Mel Pavey front and centre there with them to back them up. And it's something that I think it sends a great message to the community about the seriousness.
Yeah, and, you know, I was just going over some data, getting my CV ready, and, in fact, the period that I became roads minister, that December before I was minister, the road toll was 390. Within our first year, it had dropped down to 300 or so. When I say also, every death is painful. And, you know, the work we did on the Pacific Highway, and that only came to be because we came to government, National Party and the Liberal Party, and the Federal National Party Warren Truss in particular, you know, we're saving at least 50 lives every year. So, and I was able to take to the Parliament and to give all members of Parliament in the country data around how many people were dying on their roads, and many of those on local roads, which are over a lot of our policies in helping local government make their roads better, with better tactile markings, better signage, but also, you know, getting rid of dangerous corners where there were black spots. So we did a lot of that work. And, you know, we do have to every day just be better on our roads and work towards zero. And that was the policy goal that the government had set, and that was what I worked towards. And I really embraced and pushed those conversations in country communities. You know, our family's lost friends. It's just the most pointless, terrible death. And they're not accidents, they're crashes. Mm. And that was a bit of the language that I was taught. Don't say an accident, because an accident, you know, makes it sound like there's a reason for it. Often it's just a crash because someone's stuffed up.
Mm. There's a way that, you know, it could have been avoided. And, you know, you talk about with the Pacific Highway and the money, taxpayers' money that's been injected to those to save lives. I mean, it's great that we've got the bypass being built and things like that, but the reality is, the bypass, it's not going to save lives.
It's going to make our lives better.
It'll make it a lot easier. But, you know, places on the north coast, down on the south coast, there's areas there where that money is actually saving a family from, you know, their loved ones being at the table there and not, you know, not being there.
And that's exactly the point, Moffy, and that is why we do now have a 10-year plan for the Princes Highway. They don't even have a railway down on the south coast. And as soon as we'd, you know, the programming of the Pacific Highway had finished, it was about turning our attention to the western, the Gwydir Highway, the Oxley Highway, the great, you know, the Waterfall Way, and the Princes Highway. So there will be a dual carriageway down there. They're making good progress on that. But that's part of that story about how we are spending money on infrastructure and have been doing that. We've got an asset base now in New South Wales. We've grown it as a government, the Liberals with the Nationals, by $179 million. So we have been spending money on infrastructure, and that's been the difference between us and Labor in the past.
Move away from politics. I mean, the sacrifices that you have to make in that job are incredible. For names that come to mind, and not in any particular order, but they might be Jasper, obviously the dog, obviously your son Jack, Emily and Warren, an incredible support, but it must be tough, is it?
Look, life's tough for anybody. You know, getting, at least in Coffs Harbour and the Mid-North Coast or Nambucca or Bellingen, we can take our kids to three sports. You can't do that on a Saturday. And look, there were things I did miss out on, you know, all those parent-teacher nights. But, you know, sometimes they're not much fun, but my kids have been pretty good, so that's okay. Look, I don't think I'm any more special than a fly-in, fly-out worker from Coffs. There's a lot of mining families here that benefit from our proximity to the airport. I, you know, they had someone with them all the time, and they had their dad. And in later years, they've had the dog, Jasper, who is rude and obnoxious, and that is the trait of terriers. But Jack and Emily, you know, I couldn't be prouder. Jack sitting up in Papua New Guinea and loving it and feeling a real connection with his grandparents and great-grandfather that both fought there. I took Jack on the Kokoda Trail when he was 14, and he said to me yesterday, we were talking on Signal, and he said, "Mum, I can't believe you took me here when I was 14. I said, "What are you whining about, Jack? I mean, you were at the front, trotting out the front for the whole of the 10 days. I dropped 7 kilos there, but those 7 kilos have come back down the mountains and found me from the Owen Ranges. But it's Emily's at university. Just, you know, it's been such a great region for our kids, whether it's been surf life saving or basketball or Aussie rules, because we are Victorian. You know, they're fine. We miss out on a bit, but so do a lot of families. There's a lot of stress out there, and they've been loved the whole way. And, you know, if only all kids were loved and looked after, we'd have a few less problems.
Any regrets?
Oh, yes, and I'll sing some Frank Sinatra. I was doing a timeline earlier, and I just wish I knew everything that I knew now. Back then, who knows? But that's life, isn't it? You live and you learn as you go along. I just so grateful for the grassroots members of my party, you know, those yellow canaries out on the polling booths at the moment, who gave me support, encouragement, validation, and pushed me all the way. They're the heart and soul of the party. They're the good people. But sometimes politics is a bit messy, can be a bit brutal. But I've given it my best. 5 years as a senior minister was the most exciting and challenging parts. But being 8 years the member for Oxley for those four valleys has been the pinnacle of my career.
And the Mid-North Coast and the Coffs Coast are always going to have a special place in your heart.
Yeah, of course they do. Of course they are. It's paradise, just like living in paradise, Moffy.
Sure is. Well, Mel, thanks so much for coming in and thanks for everything you've done for the community over the years.
Thank you.
Melinda Pavey joining us this morning. It's 8:49. This is Triple M.